Howdy, howdy, folks. Welcome back to Hoot and a Half. I'm your host, Matt King. And here's my co-host right here to my right, Mike Sheffer.
That's me.
How are you, Mike?
I'm doing well. Did you see what I'm wearing today?
Yeah, you're wearing the Kazaa sweater that I got you for your birthday. For the people who don't know what Kazaa is, well, shout out to the people who really do. You're OG, you're a real one, you're a true millennial, you're a true internet kid. But for the people who don't know, Kazaa was one of the popular illegal
BitTorrent.
Was it a BitTorrent?
Yeah, client. It was a BitTorrent client.
It was like there was Napster, then Napster ended, then there was Morpheus, there was BearShare,
Kazaa.
There was LimeWire, but Kazaa was like its own underrated, unsung hero of the illegal pirating days. Am I allowed to say illegal piracy?
Yeah.
This early on in the podcast?
Maybe we'll bleep that out.
Maybe, but hopefully later on we'll address why we're bleeping it out. And also, if it's your first time here, welcome. Welcome to Hoot and a Half. Our last episode, well, right now is doing extremely well.
Yeah, on all of our past episodes, we've had some great guests. We have another one here today, which we'll get to in just a second.
We'll get to her.
Just saying hi to the new folks here. Thanks so much for all the love on our past episodes. We have a ton of new guests. We have a great one here today. If you haven't seen some of our past episodes, we've had Remy, Alicia, Jeff, Brooke.
Brittany Broski, well, we got to get her back. We had Brittany Broski on a few years ago.
Yes, Brittany would be great to get back. Brooke Averick was a great one. We're just so happy with all the positivity that you guys are throwing our way. So
you're like, wait, Matt King, I thought he's on like two other podcasts. This is like my third podcast. This is like my own baby, Hoot and a Half, where I interview all the people that I love on the internet and in the world.
Good segue to our guest.
Yeah, this is the number one person that I love, my wife, Patricia King.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Wow, Patricia King.
I haven't my last name actually yet, though.
Not formally.
We haven't done it legally.
Because we're going to London, and I was really nervous about my passport situation, and I didn't want it to, I don't know.
Yeah.
It means I have to get a California ID, and yes, I have lived in California for 6 years, and I still use my Alabama.
And do you know what you need to do to get a California ID?
I need to take the driver's lessons, and I've studied it and studied it and studied it. I went in to take the test. Turns out I've been driving on a suspended license for about 2 years.
Whoa.
Patricia.
Have you told me this?
Yeah, I've 100% told you this.
Oh, I guess.
Classic husband not listening to the wife. Am I right, folks?
I didn't know.
Anyways, I just had to pay $200 and that's fine.
Did you pass the driver's test?
So I haven't gone back in to retake the test. I just paid the tickets off, but it's a whole thing. You got to make your appointment.
Yep.
You got to go in.
Yeah.
They're not that big of a deal. I just need to do it again.
I didn't know that when I lived here and I didn't have a car for the first year that I lived here. And then COVID hit and then I finally got a car. And someone told me that when you drive in California, within 10 days, you need to get a California driver's license.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, I did not know that.
I didn't know that. I feel like I had a Texas license for
years. But apparently if they pull you over and you show them a non-California ID and you live here for more than like a week, that's a ticket. But I went to the DMV. I didn't know that I needed to take the test, but I was like, fuck it. I'm going to do it right now. They were like, we can reschedule it or you can try it. I go to the little corner. I'm just like so dialed in. And I got one question wrong the entire time.
And what was that question?
It was something about which way you need to turn your wheels when you park on a hill.
Which makes sense when you like really think about it, but it is confusing at first. But it's when you're going down, so you have to have your wheels like this way. So if something happens and your car goes down, it'll go into the
The curb.
But if you go like down the hill, you turn into the...
So either way, your car, if the brakes fail, you roll into the curb and then that stops it. Yeah. Well... Got a bunch of great drivers here at Hoot and a Half today.
Yes. That's right. When you took your first driving lesson, when you got your license when you were 16, did you pass that test?
Well, I failed my first permit, my first two permit tests. So
first two, babe?
I didn't study.
You didn't study? Why not?
I passed with flying colors on my driver's test, though.
Like and in
I got
the car?
100.
Yes. In the car?
In the car.
No, you didn't knock over a single cone?
Nope.
Damn, I was knocking over cones left and right.
A 3-point turn. I had it all because I learned how to drive on my uncle's farm.
Oh, being from the south.
8 years old.
So you thought you had the instincts in you and that you would be
able to pass. I forgot that there was like, you know, real things you had to learn.
Yeah.
Right.
Like my boating license, that lasts forever. My high school boyfriend took that test for me.
But you are a phenomenal boater.
I am.
Well, your boyfriend took the test for you. Yeah. Which one is it, Spencer?
Yes, my only high school boyfriend.
Yeah.
Have you met this guy?
Yeah, I have met him.
Whoa.
It's at my brother's wedding.
Yeah.
Whoa. Both
guys that I like dated.
Is he with someone else now?
Yeah, married. Great. They have the cutest baby. See him all the time now.
Yeah.
I know, the one that got away. Now you're stuck with me.
Darn.
This episode, I believe, comes out either on Memorial Day or the day after.
Okay.
Do you guys have big Memorial Day traditions in your families?
Usually we go to the lake in Alabama.
Okay.
But this year we'll be in Paris.
You will be in Paris.
We'll be in Paris. We're actually leaving on Memorial Day.
Yeah.
From fly Paris. Back here.
Yes.
Okay.
I'll say my first ever Memorial Day without my family, I was in LA and I just like went to the beach by myself and I was so sad.
You went to the beach by yourself, babe?
Yeah.
Didn't know this.
Well, I mean, it was a healing thing. I used to do so many things by myself before you met. A very independent person.
Yeah, before you got attached to the hip and gave your emotional
support. Yeah, we work from home together. We do everything together. So there are times that, like, you know, when he wants to go out, I'm like, please, I would love to stay in.
Can you believe that we've been married now for
7 months?
7 months. We thought it was 6 months for a while. And then we realized, no, 6 months was actually March. I feel like it's been...
No, it's April. So apparently 7 months is like...
How is that April? Wouldn't it be March, because we get married on October 14th. Okay, so
I need to figure this out because in my speech,
October, November, December, that's three. And then January, February, March. So March 14th would have been
the six months.
Okay, so in my speech, I need to change it to 8 months ago.
Yes. Oh, in speech, right now, Patricia is the matron of honor, because once you're married, you are not the maid of honor. You are the matron.
Very matronly. Like, what in the world?
Oh, because you can't. It's just a different name if you're married. Okay.
Yes. It's a different name.
Is there a name married. For bachelor, whatever that is? The best man?
Best man. I think it's best man.
I don't know why it okay. comes with matron and maid. So I'm my cousin's matron of honor. And actually, my brother-in-law, Matt's brother, Kevin, has this company that he started. And it's called Good Speech.
Oh, yeah.
I sent him the roughest. So I have to give a speech for my cousin's wedding in Alabama.
That you're leaving to tomorrow.
Yes. Okay. And I gave him the roughest outline. It was like basically, I'm pretty sure like I just voice memoed my thoughts, which my thoughts are all over the place. So him reading what my thoughts were. And so basically I sent that over to him. He did a draft for me, sent it back to me. Unreal.
Really?
Perfect.
One hit wonder. Like nailed it.
I mean, there's a few things that I like added in and like took out, but like,
yeah, Kevin is really good. His speech at your wedding was great.
And he's so like you, he also will send you over a voice note of like how he would say the speech.
Oh,
like,
and he, my brother is a fantastic,
so if anybody's giving speeches that you have to give, Good Speech, Matt.
Check out.
Genuinely.
Yeah. Link in the description check out his Instagram at Kev Kings with a Z.
Yes.
And it should be in the link in his bio. Hopefully he can handle if there's a huge wave of all of these people. Because
he got mine back within 2 days.
Yeah.
So like, and he was in DC for the weekend. So I think he literally did it within a day. So
did he give you a questionnaire at first to like pull things from? Or you just
so basically on his website, it's you can either choose between draft edits. You can ask, there's different things that you can choose. All I wanted was him to write me a draft. So I just put in there what I needed this for, it was for my cousin Mary Farley's maid of honor speech for a wedding next week. And that's basically it. Then he reaches back out and then he tells you what exactly he needs. And then I sent him over a rough draft outline for him to.
And he also, I've seen him post like people's feedback of the person who gave the speech will be like, for example, let's say someone hired him for a speech. He's like posted on his Instagram, like, oh, my uncle texted me this, like, that was the best speech I've ever seen. Or my dad came up to me after and was like, that was the best speech I've ever given. Little do they know, it's Kevin King behind the scenes.
Yeah.
The trip,
and also, so my brother was a two-time national champion in informative and persuasive speaking in college.
Yeah.
So he has like...
What he did, he wrote like really... I feel like it's myself. It makes you believe. Because like, yeah, you can use ChatGPT and like put stuff in there. But it's like when you use ChatGPT, it's not...
It's always like kind of cringe.
So, it's just like, what in the world? This is like, why would I want to say this?
It's very generic, a little bit cringy.
And it makes you just feel so much more confident. Like, no, right. Okay, this speech is good. This sounds like me. I really like enjoy what I'm saying. But I also didn't have to sit there and write it. And like that stress is gone.
Yeah.
And I've been really practicing it.
He's funny too.
Yeah.
My brother had some like good jokes as well.
And he knows my family. And so like he knew like some of the things. And yeah. It's like.
And now you've been last night, Patricia's like in bed, has her headphones on, listening to my brother. Like,
because I really want to hold papers and I don't want to have my phone.
Oh, you're trying to go off book.
I don't like that. Like, I think, and I know I can memorize it. Like, I just am pretty good at memorizing.
And even like writing it out too.
Writing it out. I was like, that's how I memorize things.
No, I was hitting like, on, well, because you were writing it out like in that kind of like sing song. You were like, and then this.
No, and I had to say it when I was writing it. So it's not just like me writing it, because I can write anything for days and it's not going to get into my brain. You know what I mean? So I had to sit there and I was like, Matt, that's not how I would say it.
Right.
Speak it.
I know. I guess
not. Because I was like, good evening. Like, I was writing it down. So I could, you know, remember.
As an exercise to improve your memory, which is a proven way to memorize something.
Yes. So I've done that twice. My arm really hurts.
Are you going to have a backup in your pocket, like just in case you go blank when you get up there?
I think my thing is whenever, if you ever go blank, that's already in the back of your head. So it's not like, I think because I'm so comfortable with, if I'm so comfortable with the speech that's been given to me, I love my cousin so much that there'll be things that will come out that maybe not be exactly what's written down.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like,
have you ever had to give like a proper speech for like honoring a person?
I don't think I've ever been asked to do one. I've definitely impromptu done one, kind of like what Tristan did at your wedding, where drinks are flowing, people are speaking. You're like, you know what? I almost did at your wedding too. I was like, I saw Tristan going for the mic, and I was like, I should probably get up there and do this instead of him. But I don't want to make it about me. It's like your guys' wedding, but
right.
And that's more of his like vibe. So I've definitely done that, like, at a party or something, like at a friend's birthday or like a big dinner.
If you got married though, would you expect me to give a speech?
No.
Okay, cool.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
I mean, if you wanted to.
Well, I think he didn't do one for you, so you don't
have to. I don't have to.
I mean, if you want to, sure.
Right.
I don't know if that's like, you, like, is that a thing you would want me to ask you to do? Or you'd be like, I don't want to have to deal with that.
No, I kind of like that I don't have to worry about anything. I'd rather just enjoy my drinks and party and be there for the vibes of your wedding.
Right, not working.
Right.
Like Adam, my roommate and musician, he's never been to a wedding where he didn't have to perform. Because he's the musician, so it's like anytime he goes to a wedding, hey, can you sing? Hey, can you sing? He's literally never been to a wedding where he doesn't have to
perform. He almost kind of performed at our wedding, or we considered it, because we were also thinking about doing I Choose You, the wedding version.
Oh, yeah.
It's our first dance song.
Yeah.
But we only wanted to do it if Adam could perform it.
Yes.
But because he was out of town, he was on tour.
He was on tour with Leve. Grammy Award winner Leve now, which,
wow.
Yeah, she won.
She did.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
He opened
a video of her on TikTok the other day. She's phenomenal, by the way. And she was singing one of her songs, and it was just her and the piano. And I think it was her. And there was like four girls in the front row. It was like, they were screaming it.
Yeah.
Everyone was literally like, what? This is like, she was even kind of like,
you should have pulled the Lord.
No,
you should have pulled the Lord.
A good way.
Right.
Like,
because her thing is like, it's like jazz and upscale and people dress up and it's like a night at the opera. And I think some people will like think it's like a rock concert.
You can like go in and just like really feel the moment, but you don't have to scream. No one
street screaming. Especially if it's like a quiet piano moment. Yeah. There's like a level of etiquette.
Yeah.
Yeah. But she's great. Her music's great.
It's phenomenal.
The last two people that Adam opened for, Noah Kahan and Leve, were both like Grammy nominated this year.
Whoa, I didn't even realize
having that. Adam Melcher open for you on tour is a pretty good
omen.
He's like the good luck Chuck
of the Grammys. Yeah. So maybe next year he'll be there. I'm hoping.
What are your plans for Memorial Day, Mike?
Well, we're all going to this international together. you guys have two weddings in a row, which just is unbelievable. I feel like this is your full time job.
Worst. This has been the worst year.
Of weddings. I feel like we've done more in the past years. No, this one is the worst.
This one feels like you guys are more professional wedding goers than anything else.
Yes.
So many.
So you're doing two back to back, Alabama, which you'll be at, and then direct from Alabama to London for Will and Arden.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to Will and Arden.
Which by the time this comes out,
it'll already have happened.
So we're all going to London, which I'm excited about. I've only been to London one time. I'm staying in a house with Brooke, Tristan, and Megan.
Oh, boy, enjoy that.
I know.
Do you have your own bedroom?
Or I did. I told Megan, I was like, I will pay extra to have my own. There is a bunk bed situation, but I was like, I prefer my own room as an adult. Like, so Megan said we'll be able to secure that. But so we're all going to be in London together.
Yes.
You guys, what day do you get there?
Tuesday morning at 6 a.m.
Oh, I might get there the same time as you. Where are you guys staying?
Where near Paddington Station, where Megan and whoever in that house is in Paddington.
You have a house or a hotel?
A hotel.
Okay.
We're staying in a hotel that night. And then the next morning, we got to get on the train and go to the venue out in the Cotswolds.
Oh, yeah. We could say where it is because it's...
I don't even know how to pronounce Cotswolds without like a British accent.
Cotswolds.
Yeah, I know, but just Cotswolds sounds a little bit more
posh.
Fine.
Okay, so yeah, I guess we can all take the train together maybe on Wednesday morning.
You kind of got to book those train tickets in advance just for the peace of mind. Even though I think that there's plenty of space for it, you do have to book them in advance.
Do you think trains to the Cotswolds on a Wednesday morning are going to be sold out?
No, but I know, I think they'll the closer you get to a date for booking the tickets, the more expensive they get.
Did you book the tickets?
No, I
will say this. I used to be such an independent person, especially with traveling. I was so good at traveling on my own. I would do everything. Now that I've been married to Matt, I couldn't tell you what we're doing for anything. He does it all.
Oh, Matt's the...
makes me so lazy. You know all those TikToks where people are like, oh, I did all the planning, blah, 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 and they just show up. I'm that husband that just shows up.
I do a pretty good job. I have dropped the ball at least
two times.
In Japan, the baseball
game. The worst...
No, that was fine. The worst was in Oregon.
In Astoria. We were in Astoria, Oregon.
Okay.
And
bad peeing anxiety.
Well, let's get to it. We got to set up the story.
Okay.
We'll be right back after a quick word from today's sponsor, MeUndies. Truly one of my favorite products. I've been a fan of this brand. I've been a customer of MeUndies for over 10 years now. I cannot express how much I love MeUndies. The thing about being a guy is, well, we're pretty much stuck with what we've got appearance-wise. Male makeup? What to go along with my powdered wig? A pec push-up bra? What would the bros say? Meggings that accentuate this caboose? Dude, there's kids out there. Finally, MeUndies is unveiling their latest gift to help men feel big, the contoured pouch and ball caddy. The micromodal sling keeps things separated and lifted. 9 out of 10 women swear this sophisticated brief technology will make you look huge, and that's all that matters, right? I've been a customer of MeUndies for over 10 years now. I truly love them. They are my favorite, and they have style for everyone, from all black classics to fun expressive prints. MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes XS, 2, 4, XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody. They have versatile loungewear. MeUndies is not just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. And with unmatched comfort, MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all day wear. MeUndies is responsibly sourced. They use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners to care for their workers. They have a problem-free philosophy. If you're not happy with your first pair of MeUndies, it's on MeUndies. I can tell you, you will like them. I truly wear them every single day. I've been a customer. My roommate's a customer. Matt is a customer. We are huge fans of MeUndies. So excited to have them as a sponsor of this show. I first heard about them on a podcast 10 years ago, and I cannot recommend MeUndies enough. Please check them out. So here's what you need to know. Good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/hoot. That's MeUndies.com/hoot for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
I don't know if I know this one.
We were staying in Astoria, Oregon. This is one of our last nights on our Oregon trip. We went up there for New Year's, did a great little Oregon coast journey, and we're in Astoria. And we had also gotten an Airbnb gift card for our wedding gift from wonderful Connor Franta. And what's great about the time that we were in Oregon, so many places were so cheap. And you know how there's sometimes Airbnbs that are actually like hotels.
Sure.
The hotels has list the rooms up there.
Yeah.
I saw one that was like $100 a night.
No, it was like $60.
Maybe it was like $60, maybe $75. But it was like a cool, funky hotel. We get in there, we're like, awesome. There's like a movie night kind of a thing going on. And then he's like, but as you guys know, the room that you booked, it has a communal bathroom. And I'm like,
I literally like walked behind and I was like,
she's like stomping her feet
like a hostel,
stomping my feet, and I was literally just like, no.
Wasn't a hostel because it wasn't communal bedrooms, but it was a situation where it was a communal,
like a dorm bathroom.
Yes.
Yes,
get up out of your room, get the key, walk to the bathroom, go to the bathroom. It really was fine, but I pee a lot in the middle of the night.
Okay.
And I don't want to have to like, I don't know.
Sure. Hey, do your things in the restroom.
I was privacy very mad.
And I felt bad. But luckily, I feel like we were the only people I felt like on our floor besides one other person. The bathroom was just like right across the hall.
Oh, you didn't change hotels.
No. And I wish I sometimes I'm a person where I feel like I can't confront like a last minute thing like that to be like, is there a better room? Can you change this up?
Oh.
And I feel like it was because I had booked it through Airbnb that there wasn't going to be a way for them to like charge me an extra thing to get the extra
room. I don't think there was an extra There wasn't any rooms on in that hotel that had bathrooms in their room.
Yeah, I think the whole thing was all communal. Uh-huh. And I should have looked at the pictures to understand. But in,
I mean, that's, the dude, that is an unbelievable thing to throw at someone last minute. Like, I would not think to check, hey, can we just make sure this hotel doesn't have communal bathrooms?
Right.
That's not a thing that you should be responsible for checking for.
It was just one of those. And I'm like, I know we were trying to be very like in a budget on this trip, but basically he could have gone between like a $50 room and like a $75 room, but he was just going for the $50, not just checking at all.
Hey,
it's fine. And I survived and I will never do it again, but I was fine. Yeah. It was more just like, I don't know.
No, I would have been like, hey, I'm sorry, that's just not going to work for me. Yeah. Can we figure something else out? I'm going to go on some website and see if there's another hotel in the vicinity. That's insane.
There's also probably not another hotel in the vicinity because we were in Astoria. There was.
Oh, were you like kind of in the middle of nowhere?
Well, not really, but it was like...
Astoria is the town where they like shot the Goonies. They shot like Kindergarten Cop.
Okay.
Free Willy. So it's an old, sleepy, like, port town.
But then the next night, we slept on a train, and I had to get up to go to the bathroom the same way, so...
Yeah, right. Yeah, when we took the train back, and that...
So you will not be auditioning for Naked and Afraid Season 10?
Oh, God, no.
That's
you not see me on the cover of Naked and Afraid.
I cannot... I never really come across whatever reality shows are on, but there's playoffs right now, like, sports playoffs. And I like watching sports playoffs. That's the only time I'm ever seeing commercials.
Gotcha.
And there's a lot of commercials for Naked and Afraid.
It's been going on, I feel like, for like 15 seasons.
Who is auditioning?
Who watches it? Is it that good?
What are you making?
All of it doesn't make sense to me.
What's the problem? Is it?
Are these people becoming famous? Because I feel like I don't know anybody that's like.
Is it a matchmaking thing or is it? It's not like love going on.
I have
right?
no idea. Ugh. It just looks insane. Every Somebody time I see the commercial.
Explain in the comments.
Sound off in the comments.
What the premise of Naked and Afraid is.
Good grief.
And how often do they like address the nakedness? Does it get kind of old after a while?
No, I
they
feel
start
like
insulting. Like, oh, it's really cold. It must be really cold right now.
I also just think about the editors. Like, they just have to constantly go frame by frame, blurring out like the boobs in the bottom part of like.
Yeah.
It's just.
And you got to trust that team. Like,
right.
You sign your rights away. Like, I understand that I'm going to be naked on the show and you're blurring it out. But if that footage of being uncensored.
Yeah.
I'm sure these people would not care.
Do you think there's something in the contract, though, where even if you sign it and the naked footage of you does get released, you cannot sue?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. These guys are all buttoned up. Big corporations.
Speaking of like NDAs and suing and this and that. So have y'all been following the whole Miss USA thing?
Mm-mm.
Okay. So there's a Miss USA and there's a Miss USA teen.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
A few weeks ago, Miss USA gives back her title and just like steps down from being Miss USA. And
what?
That's what I'm about to get to.
Okay.
So then she releases this letter. The beginning of every sentence spells out, I am silenced.
Whoa. And a few
weeks later, Miss USA Teen decides to follow in suit, give away her title, and step down from being Miss USA Teen. Okay, then today I saw that Miss USA Teen's runner-up also declined taking over Miss USA to become the next Miss USA Teen. And then I'm reading that a former Miss USA is now a lawyer, and she's the one representing the both of the Miss USA and the Miss USA Teen who have stepped down from their roles and is going to be representing them as their lawyer.
Do we know what the
clearly something's bad,
but they haven't said what it is yet.
No.
The whole statement, she just keeps saying, I am silent.
The first letter of every sentence, it's like,
it's
something
like
the next, and then the next sentence starts to, it says like always, the next is like, so it's, I am,
it's a silent. Whole letter. That's basically like, here's my resignation. I'm not going to accept my crown, whatever. But if you look at the first letter of each line,
it says
I'm silenced. Like
it's a little like,
it's like a hostage situation, like blinking in Morse code. Right. You ever see that guy? You know about that? There was some like American who got kidnapped and they tried to make him do a hostage video. And during the video, he was like saying, I'm being treated well. Things are fine. Like whatever. But he's blinking with his eyes in Morse code.
Whoa.
And he's saying, I'm being tortured in Morse code. Like, because he was a CIA operative or something. And he, like, got Morse code training. So he was, like, able to communicate just by blinking. And you watch the video. And it's just, like, his brain. Can you imagine? I don't know if I'd be able to do that, like, pull
he's
that
blinking
off.
Blinking while also blinking.
Like, blinking in Morse code.
Without them
kind
knowing.
Sick. Yeah.
Do you think, though, that this is something where they're going after the institution that is Miss USA? Like, the whole pageantry administration?
I don't know. That's why I'm so curious. Is it something to where they've just been treated so poorly? I don't think it's that, because because I think these women have been working their butts off to become Miss USA or Miss USA teen since they were children. But, so it's not like all of a sudden, oh, this. So I think something really bad has to be going on behind the scenes.
And did you say the Miss runner up to Miss USA teen was also saying, I'm not taking it, but did the other runner up to Miss USA was like, I'll gladly take the crown?
I don't know. I haven't looked into that either. I haven't really, all I've seen is just stuff that's been not fed to me, but
right.
I haven't really looked into it.
That's pretty badass.
Miss USA, this is not Miss America. No. Which is more
Miss USA notorious? Miss USA has always been like the hotter, more sexy girls, I would say. They don't have to do talent either.
Okay.
And now I'm not saying that Miss America is not, because Miss America is always beautiful, but it's just more like.
It's a little bit.
Like, I think Olivia Culpo was Miss USA.
Olivia Culpa?
Culpo.
Who's that?
She used to date Nick Jonas. Now she's getting married to Christian McCafferty.
Yeah, for her. McCafferty, Matt. Come on, keep up.
That sounds great. Like, that's a football player.
Miss USA kind of goes more towards like becoming like a celebrity. Miss America goes towards more towards
like service, active service. It's more of like a humanitarian kind of.
I'd be wrong.
Who were we friends with? The girl who was Miss Alaska who won. Miss USA. Well, she followed us. Well, we really vibed. Well, she vibed with us. I felt like, yeah.
We're friends.
We're friends. She remembers talking to us. I forget her name.
We're friends.
She was lovely. Was she Miss USA or Miss America?
Miss America.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And she had a really good platform and I know that Miss USA also has good platforms. And I know that the Miss USA said that she's still going to support her platform and work with her platform. I don't know. I'm very curious to see what's going to happen, though.
Now, when you won Miss Homewood,
mm-hmm.
did you ever consider going for the bigger pageants after that?
My choir director, Mr. Thorne, shout out Mr. Thorne, loved him to death. Made me do a pageant called Miss Alabama's Outstanding Teen. Do not go look up that footage because
Miss Alabama
is it out
Outstanding
there?
Teen?
No, I've searched everywhere and I cannot find it. Thank God.
What was your talent?
I sang.
You sang? What song did you sing?
I can't remember because I think I tried to block that memory from my brain.
Did you at least get to like the runner ups and the?
I know.
Oh no, not even like Miss Congeniality.
I was so not prepared for this because Miss Heritage, which was my high school pageant, all I had to do was an interview the day of, which. Obviously, I killed it for Miss Heritage, but then I also walked. My older brother got to like escort me out. And then I just had to do an onstage, like a already prepared onstage speech, which was about like only 70% of high school students graduate or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
I used to remember it.
Did you memorize that one?
Yeah, because I wrote it down every single day.
See, there you go.
Wow.
That was great. That was fine. And I won that pageant. Awesome. Then Mr. Thorne thinks, oh, because she won this pageant, she could do an interview, she could do a prepared on stage speech, she should do Miss Alabama's Outstanding Teen. I get there, these girls have been training since they were out of the womb.
Did you have a coach at all for this?
Mr. Thorne.
Oh, right.
Oh, and then like Margaret Ann Pyburn, her mom used to do like Miss Margaret Ann used to do pageants. So Miss Margaret Ann's mom helped me. So I went and did it. And I remember that they asked me something about like SGA or I just blanked when they asked me. I was an on stage like, yeah, you don't know what they're going to ask you.
Yeah.
It was not good.
Oh.
I don't know how the singing is. I don't think I ever listened back to it.
Most people out there don't have maps.
Watch my interview from that pageant and like the interview with like the judges beforehand. And I remember I said the opposite. It was like, it's not about the dress or it's not about the dress that you wear. It's about the girl who wears it. And I said, it's not about the girl who wears it. It's about the dress.
Oh,
so confident.
Oh man.
I was like, man. Oh, God. Obviously they knew I wasn't meaning that, but like,
yeah.
So yeah, I did not go past the first round.
Damn. But they take that stuff so dead serious, like pageantry. Yeah.
Then this was like my junior year of high school. So then my freshman year of college, there's this really sweet girl in my sorority. She was like, you were in the pageant with me, right? And I was like, nope, not me. I completely lied to her and I'm so sorry.
Because you just didn't want to be associated.
Yeah, well, I was just so embarrassed by like doing that pageant. Not embarrassed, but it was just like not me.
Right.
And I'm sorry for lying and I do regret that every single day, but I just was like, nope, couldn't be me. I was never doing pageants.
You know, I won a pageant.
I'm sure you did. Mr. What? America?
Mr. Mustang.
Mr. Mustang?
Yeah, I won Mr. Mustang. It was like a male pageant that we did.
Did you
like
drive a Mustang? Is that anything with
no,
the car?
No, that was my high school mascot.
Yeah,
it was Mr. Mustang. I tied, actually, with Robert Marshall. Shout out to Robert Marshall.
What do you have to do to win that?
Well, first, there's swimsuit. Actually, not swimsuit. It was athletic wear. We had to come out to like It's Raining Men, and then we had to do a question too. Like, what is your ideal first date?
Okay,
and then I also did a talent too.
What was your talent?
My talent was lip singing, and I'm telling you, from Jennifer Hudson's version of Dreamgirls.
Okay.
With my buddy Ju Choi on the piano.
Your child is going to be born and bred into
history. Yes, get him into pageants early. You got to start them young. Toddlers and tiaras, all of that.
I mean, people go dance moms. People go nuts for that stuff.
Kids pageants are bizarre.
That is a little, when it's like the children.
Like babies. Like where they're not even able to like form thoughts for themselves. And you're putting them in glam and getting them out on stage is very bizarre to me.
Yeah, makeup on children is a little bizarre, I think.
I don't understand how JoJo Siwa's like forehead or like head is not burnt from getting highlights when she was like 2 years old.
She got highlights when she was 2 years old.
She wasn't in Toddlers and Tiaras. She was on Dance Moms.
Dance Moms. And I saw a video of her when she was probably two dancing on stage. And I was like,
oh, wow.
Yeah, that's.
I mean, the acting.
Her skin is fantastic, even though she's like 20. I was so drunk when I saw JoJo Siwa. I told her skin was amazing.
Where was this?
At Nick Viall and Natalie Joy's wedding.
Oh, she was there?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, David's publicist introduced us and I got the picture. I was too shy at first. She was so nice.
Yeah. You never met her before?
No. She was like, we've met before. And I'm like, actually, we haven't. Zane has met her, but I have never like shook hands with JoJo.
I saw her driving on the highway that one time.
Oh, just like her with decked her out Lamborghini Urus.
Yeah.
Or her Tesla. I feel like she is.
I was a Lamborghini.
Oh, okay.
I just thought it was promo for her like album or whatever, but apparently that's her car.
Yeah.
Pretty wild.
Do you think you could do pageants, Mike? Are there ever pageants?
Why do you have to insult me, Matt?
Are there like?
Yes, you could. You could sing all the states. Remember what's the song you did?
Oh, United States, Canada, Mexico, Panama, Haiti, Jamaica, Peru. I'll spare you the rest. But yeah, I could do all the countries of the world as sung by the Animaniacs.
But when you learned all of the all the countries of the world via the Animaniacs. Because that was like on like
I
standard standard T. Oh, you downloaded it
off Kazaa. I downloaded all the Animaniacs educational songs, and then I burned a CD in like fifth grade. And that's like that was like the music I listened to was like
print out the lyrics at least.
No, just listen to them. So I listened to like I know all the presidents, I know all the planets, I know how to say hello in every language. They have the capitals and yeah, I remember like when I was in high school or like someone was like rifling through my CDs like. Animaniacs, like what the fuck is this?
Get that. Where'd you find that?
And then, like, that's when I finally realized, like, maybe I'm not the most like normal, cool person that I think I am. Like, no one's listening to Animaniacs, countries of the world to like vibe out to on the bus ride home. But
are any of those countries,
it was like
though?
Podcast before podcast.
Yeah, thank you.
Are any of those?
Back after a quick word from today's sponsor, Rocket Money, one of our favorites. Guys, if you don't have Rocket Money or you don't know, you have to check it out. Use the link. Here's how it starts. How closely do you track your bank statements and your credit history? Are you combing through every single charge on a regular basis or just assuming that everything is fine until you notice something weird? Because that's what I used to do until I got Rocket Money. Honestly, I did not have time to watch my accounts that closely, but since I've been using Rocket Money, it does it all for me so I don't have to worry about it. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. With Rocket Money, you have full control over your subscriptions for a clear view of all of your expenses. The dashboard can show you this month's spending versus last month's spending, so you can clearly see your spending habits. I use this all the time. It says, for example, you're spending 38% more on groceries this month than last month, or you're spending 50% less on travel. Whatever it is, I set up budgets. It is truly amazing. I love it. And what's cool about Rocket Money is they will even try to negotiate to lower your bills for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is submit a picture of your bill and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. They'll deal with the customer service for you. Rocket Money has over 5 million users. I am one of them. Matt is one of them. All of our friends are members of Rocket Money, and they have saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/hoot. That is rocketmoney.com/hoot. rocketmoney.com/hoot. Now back to the episode.
Yeah. Countries like not like
yes,
really updated? Like are there
sure.
ones that, yeah, there has
yeah, like I think there was like
Germany.
Yeah, like, there's definitely been countries that have been redrawn since then. I mean, it was like in the 90s or
right.
something. So, yeah. But When you guys are traveling for weddings,
mm-hmm.
you have to check bags, right?
Oh, dude, let's get into this. Yeah. Thank you, Mike, for bringing this up.
When we were in Savannah, we didn't check a bag. That was really good.
I was very proud of you.
I mean, but you're doing two and one's international. I as a single man, feel like I'm going to have a tough time just doing the international.
I'm going to have to check a bag, but I will bring a carry-on to put my dress in.
But the question will be is, will that bag be overweight or underweight?
You gotta lift it up with your foot a little bit when it's on that scale. You put your foot like right underneath, and when they can't see, and you lift it up a little bit so it doesn't push down on the scale fully.
Oh, what have you told me this before, Mike? Well, it's an entire album on his phone of me having to reconstruct my bag.
She has to open it up on the airport floor. Which I like already, even when I see anybody else's bags open, to me, it just is disgusting.
Overweight. To South Korea, I did a really good job of planning out outfits. My issue is I don't plan out outfits, but when I plan out my outfits and I try them on, like if I try them on and I'm like, okay, this shoe looks good with this outfit, I don't need to pack three different options on the off chance that the shoe doesn't fit.
Right. Okay. Smart.
Luckily, I feel like for this trip, so I know the dress that I'm wearing for my cousin's wedding and her rehearsal dinner, and as well as for Arden and Will's.
Two different dresses?
Well, my dress that I'm wearing to Mary Farley's, I'll leave both of those dresses in Alabama. So that's lucky that I get to leave.
Oh, we got a home base.
Yeah. Okay. And then like, I don't really know what else I'll need a few cute outfits, but then Wednesday, Thursday, I know what I'm wearing because that's...
The dress situation, I think, is like 40% of the energy that takes up like in our household together.
What do you mean?
We're always like talking about a dress that we're getting and a dress being shown on. It's a showroom, basically.
Your house.
Yes, it is. I feel like we talk about a dress.
Good dresses for weddings these days.
It's just funny how much we talk about dresses.
Well,
how much I got to give input on dresses.
It is like it's a thing where you're not. Like, you don't want to be wearing the same dress to two different weddings, right?
Well, I told Matt that because we have back-to-back-to-back, I don't want to wear that same dress back-to-back-to-back. But I'll rewear dresses that I wore this past October. I'll rewear them in the fall.
Okay.
I don't care about that. But it's just like...
Back-to-back.
I told Matt, I was like, what would you think if I bought one dress and wore it to the next four weddings? He was appalled. Appalled.
Oh, so you're the reason.
Like, appalled.
Like,
I was just so, like.
Because it was a dress. It was like that I am wearing to Arden and Will's. I ended up getting it. Fingers crossed it fits. I'm really excited about it. It's my dream dress. I've been thinking about it for months.
But I'm sticking, babe. You're leaving tomorrow.
It got shipped to Birmingham.
Oh, so and you I don't know if get it fits. To Birmingham and then just. Oh, but what happens if it doesn't?
I have options in Birmingham.
Oh, okay.
But I also think you're just extremely influential with your dress choices. I mean, I get so many DMs from people going, can you please ask Patricia where she got this dress? Where is that
dress? The last dress I posted was a dress and I made like $100 off of it from people buying it.
Whoa.
From influential link clicking.
Oh, there you go.
Can you believe that?
I link my things more often.
Yeah.
You should. If you had to give advice to any listeners, maybe they have weddings coming up and they're trying to find a dress. Are there any lines or websites that you go to that you like? Or
reverse image, because you can, if there's a dress that you love, I'll go back to what dresses I like, but if there's a dress you love, don't buy it from that first place that you're finding it. Go on Google reverse, and then you can either find it on Poshmark for like a third of the price, or you'll find it on a different website on sale. Always do that. Second thing, wear dress you're comfortable in. And I also steer clear towards silk dresses or satin dresses because I sweat a lot. And I just don't want sweat stains. And third thing, color is always fun and color always stands out.
That's a good tip. So you're not buying dresses like brand new with the tags on typically. You're finding it.
I do. But the striped dress, I've been and also another tip is Matches Fashion is going out of business and everything is like 70% off right now. And it's like stuff that's brand new. There was a dress that I ended up buying for Arden and Will's. I had been looking at it on Matches Fashions. And then I realized.
Say it again.
Matches Fashion.
Okay.
To say. This company acquired it back in December for $52 million, thinking that they could like bring it back up, and now it's completely bankrupt. So they're having to close it all.
Welcome back to Venture Capital News with Patricia King here, everybody. Okay.
I read things a lot.
Okay.
Okay. So Then I realized it was final sale if I bought it from Matches. And I was like, oh God, I cannot buy this dress because it's final sale, whatever. Yep. And that's when I went on and did the Google reverse image, looked up the dress, searched it, and then found it on even more sale on another website, Kernizabet. And then I found another promo code, promo code that I put in. So I got another percentage off.
Oh, well, and we're getting sale deals on these. Thank goodness.
I get it delivered. I can return it if it doesn't fit.
Okay.
Okay.
So I don't know where I was getting with that, but I love to shop. I'm a shopaholic. But Matt thinks I like all I do. I will say I've gotten really a lot better about not going to Zara and buying five different things and it's not going to last. I'm really good about buying like pieces of clothing.
Yeah, buy it for life. Buy it for life.
Yeah.
And I really hope I have a daughter one day.
I'm just always amazed when you're out and about, like we'll be like at a club, like even though we don't club, but we're out partying and I looked out at her phone and she's shopping.
Oh, like out in public?
Like I have to sit down to shop. I can't like shop on the go because I got to make sure I'm getting the best
deal. I've been looking on Matches hoping my size of the dress would come in. And it started 30% off, then it was 40, and then it was now to 60. So every single time I was waiting, okay, is my size in? Is my size in? And then I was going to buy it not in my size, and that's when I realized. So that's what I've been doing a lot of shopping.
Okay.
Like waiting for the price to drop. And it's like social
media. And I'm buying vintage dresses. Party Vintage Salon has the coolest dresses.
We got to link your, what is it? Like to Know It?
I don't really, I mean, I got to start posting on Like to Know It.
Yeah. Exactly. Please help support my wife, guys. What dresses are out of style? Are there any like looks or patterns that you think no one should be rocking these days?
I think you should rock whatever makes you feel comfortable. I really, really am loving wearing a neck scarf with my stuff. Like I wore a dress a few weeks ago to Nick and Natalie's wedding. It did not come with a neck scarf, but I was like, that needs a neck scarf. So I found one on Amazon. And I think just really cool flowy dresses, or not flowy, but I loved A-line strapless style. I think House of CBD dresses are great. And I've worn a House of CBD dress to a wedding, but I think
Barrel?
No.
But I think that's like the safest option you can go for that in Reformation. And I think you should like try to get out of your comfort zone and look at other places besides Reformation or House of CBD, because there's always a chance if you go to a wedding wearing one of those dresses or one of those brands,
someone else is going to be, because they're the most popular brands.
Right. And they're a good price too. And so like, I think they're like, it's so hard with dresses these days. It's either they're either like $50 or like $1,000, which I'm like, dresses shouldn't
be $1,000. Yeah.
Like a wedding guest dress. Or if you're getting in the $200 range, it's like, it's not really good quality. I don't know. It just is like,
do you ever do a rental?
Okay. So I have a hard time with renting.
Okay.
Because I don't,
it seems there's insane to do.
Because there was a dress there's this website called Open Closet. It's in Venice, I believe.
Okay.
And I was thinking about renting a dress from them. And it was $175 to rent a dress. And I cannot justify that. I would rather spend $175 to purchase a dress.
Right.
That might be a me problem, not a them problem. And then rent the runway. I just don't need to rent as many clothes as what you would have to spend every single month, because with Rent the Runway you pay
a subscription.
We're running a Rent the Runway at our house, though. I swear, people come over all the time to try on Patricia's dresses.
Oh yeah. So
but do you ever borrow your friend's dresses?
In the nicest way possible, I don't have the same style as a lot of people out here.
Oh,
she's the trendsetter. She's like the A-list of West Hollywood.
like there's no friends of mine really out here that I can like that would have.
He's the trendsetter, Matt.
I would borrow from.
Are you borrowing clothes from any of your friends?
No. I would. Really. I feel like I lend a lot of clothes to friends.
Though. Yeah, I almost exclusively wear clothes that people give me, present company included.
All I know is even if I only wear this dress a few times, I know my sister-in-law will probably wear it. Any of my friends out here will probably wear it, and it'll get us wear.
That's right.
I might start renting on this app called Shop Pickle.
Okay.
Basically, it's called Shop Pickle. And I literally can rent out like all my dresses that I have to people. And it's like Poshmark. So you send it out, they wear it, they get it dry cleaned, and they send it back to you.
With a free pickle.
With a free pickle.
Actually?
No.
Oh.
I don't know why it's called Shop Pickle. But I'm too scared of like the dress getting like ruined.
Do you have at this point like any best practices between the two of you for just being a good guest at a wedding?
Best practices when you are a guest at somebody else's wedding. One that I firmly believe in is clap when people are clapping and continue to clap and be aware of like dead space or times where it's appropriate to clap. For instance, after the bride and groom get married and they are walking down the aisle, continue to clap.
Right. Don't stop once they get past you.
Give up halfway and give them just this awkward silence of walking back. And there are most people still clapping, but it gets down from everyone clapping to like 20%. Keep it going and encourage your friends to clap.
Do you ever start a clap? Like if the speech ends, are you ever the first one to start it up?
No, I'm not trying to be like the first one. Usually I know if everyone's clapping. You should just clap. Join claps and cheering big time. It is in the smaller of the wedding, the more important it is as a guest to bring that vibe and to bring that enthusiasm and contribute to it. Another one, if somebody important at the wedding is talking, addressing everybody or giving a speech, do not talk to your fellow guests, especially if it's the father of the bride, the mother of the bride, who is thanking everybody for being there. Why are you talking?
Yeah,
I don't understand people who do that.
Sometimes it turns into like a lunchroom scenario where it's like, shh, everyone has to like quiet down and it kind of feels like...
But also dance and have fun. Like, be on the dance floor. Like, the bride and groom want you on the dance floor. Be on the dance floor and have fun.
And go and be present during those little moments that are happening during the wedding that aren't, I guess, like required where you need to be up there and watching it, but go watch the first dance. Go watch them cut the cake. Be there in those moments. You don't need to go walk away and not include yourself in that.
Right. So like be present at all the different activities because
this is say our wedding though is different because my mom hates when she doesn't see that because a lot of people don't really care for guests to see that. It's more for the photos that they get from it, I would say.
Right.
Okay.
So with our wedding, my mom was like, I want to make sure everyone sees, mainly she wanted to see. And so my dad, we did our first dance.
Surrounded by everybody.
My mom did her speech, or my dad did a speech, or you did your dances, my dad did a speech. And as soon as that was done, we went straight to the cake cutting. So everyone would see us cut the cake.
Yeah.
And then after that, we were done.
Right.
It was amazing.
Yeah. Right.
Amazing. Like,
I feel like you also, more specifically, Matt, because I've spent more time with him. Anytime I'm with him in a room, within 15 minutes, he can knows everybody's name, where they're from, what school they went to, how they all know each other. What is your like tip for that? Like, are you engaging people all the time, or are you just tall and people look like
something happens with me when I'm at a wedding where I really want to get to know all the people that I don't know and I can remember their names so well. After the wedding, I probably forget everybody.
But you enjoy and seek out new people.
Yes.
Because most people, because I feel like when I go to a wedding, I'm like, all right, I know these three people. I'm gonna spend the night with them because I know them.
But there's a lot of people who go to weddings and they're friends with the bride and groom, obviously. That's why they're there, that's why they're invited. But they don't know a lot of people there at the wedding. I want them to feel comfortable and for them to make friends and for them to have a good time.
You're like a party starter at the wedding.
Yeah, a little bit.
So are you going out and saying
hi? The movie Cha-Cha Real Smooth.
Oh, yeah. The movie Cha-Cha Real Smooth. Shout out to Cooper Reif.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a great movie. And I love his character in that because he has such a great energy and
party starter.
He's a party starter. I should watch that on the flight before.
Have you not seen it?
No, I have, but I just
a good way to kind of get you in the mode to like really be a party
starter. Not Wedding Crashers. That was the other one I was thinking to watch before the wedding, but maybe.
Well, you have the invitation, so you're not
right.
But okay. I don't know, tips on doing that. I don't know. Really, what the tip is, I love just asking people like where they're from and stuff.
Adam gave me a good tip too, where he's like, if you're ever talking to someone at a party or an event or something, you should not be the one to end the conversation. Like, let them be the one who walks away, because you never know if someone like doesn't really know anybody there. So like, if you have a conversation with someone, you shouldn't be the one to be like, hey, it was great talking to you, like, I'm gonna head over there. Always be the one to let them be like, hey, thanks so much, like, whatever, I'm gonna go get a drink or something like that, which I think is sometimes it makes sense. He really commits to it, and like sometimes I'll see him at a party and I'm like, damn, he's trapped, but he won't leave
because that's
like thing. And like,
don't do that in the South because you'll never end that conversation.
Oh yeah, people are real.
People don't know how to say goodbye in the South.
Yeah,
or like that you don't know how to end conversations.
I like to have like
it's like trying to be not like everyone's like, well, I guess they want me to keep talking, so I'm gonna keep talking. The other person's like, well, they won't shut up, so I'm gonna have to keep talking. Yeah.
I like to have like a sign. Like if I ever start like scratching my head or something, I'll be like, okay, can you come and like get me out of this conversation if I'm trapped, like talking to someone, and I'm like, this is great, but I would love to go and like eat my food or something. It's like,
you just gotta be just like, I'm gonna let you go. I have to go use the restroom and just go.
Oh, the restroom. That's you let one.
Me go. Or just saying, I have an old friend I haven't seen in a long time. I just need to go say hi to them real quick. Okay. And then, yeah, that's how like your exit. No one's usually gonna be there.
I do think that is good advice in some ways for some people when you're like, okay, they obviously are latching onto me and I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I'll admit I have a bad habit of when I'm at weddings, I, for some reason, I get very shy about the bride and the groom and going up and talking to them or taking up too much of their time, or
because you've been a groom and I will never unless the bride wants to take a photo with me, I'm not gonna ask the bride for a photo. That's because that
you're booked and busy.
Yes. And it was just like, why do you need a picture with, like, there were so many photos that we had to take, which is fine, I get it, like they're our guests, we want them to be
enjoying their time, and if they want a photo with us,
it's like,
it can get a photo taking opportunities. Maybe do a selfie with the bride and groom. But the thing is like, if a group shot starts happening, and especially if it's a person who's taking the photo, it's like, what have you done? Because then everyone's like, oh wait, no, you get in. Oh wait, no, I want to have one. And then,
and as a bride, now, you're having to, like, then it's like taking away time from you going to talk to other people. And then it's like,
and there's a photographer. The bride and groom paid for a photographer to help document the day. Maybe you can ask the photographer, hey, can you take a photo of me and the bride and groom real quick?
Yep.
Do it like that, because that is what they paid for. And once again, I'll say, every wedding is different. I know some people get married in their own backyard.
Yeah.
Just very close friends and family. I'm not saying that these are concrete things that need to be applied to every wedding. There's different levels of the occasion. These are just things that I've noticed that sometimes, I don't know, it maybe have bothered me, or I've just noticed that these people aren't thinking about the bigger picture, because time is money, and a lot of people spend a lot of money and on these weddings.
I think
you need the bride and groom to enjoy their time.
Maybe like what I try to do is I just try to say, hey, I just wanted to say hi.
Yes. And that's,
love you.
Yes.
I'm so happy for you. Like, is there anything I can get you? Is there anything you need? And usually the answer is no, because like things are taken care of. But like, yeah, I think that's a good tip. Don't
like
ask.
Celebrity. It's like, okay, would you rather have this really good conversation with them, or do you have to sit there? Oh, let's take a photo.
Right.
You know what I mean? And anybody that took photos with me, I love you. That's not like, sure. I'm not, but this it is
general. Yeah.
It's just like one of those things. You have that good conversation with them. You don't need the photo to keep the, like, to make sure the wedding.
Right.
Yeah. Get the pics at the welcome party and
others. And getting on the dance floor, I think that is a really big one. Like, and people, when you see them like being too cool for school at a wedding, it's like, guys, we're all here. Get off your phone. Floor. Get on the floor. Yeah. Even if you suck at dancing, just being physically present, I think, is important, because like, that's the point of the wedding, right? To make the bride and groom feel special.
So. What's your go-to dance move, Mike?
I don't have one. Every time I see someone dancing, like I'll see like Caucasian James dancing, and I'm like,
so smooth.
I got to remember what he's doing and just try that.
I took one from Caucasian James. It's like the so low, fists up, low on the hips, rocking that. That's a good one.
Like Patrick is a really good dancer. James is a good dancer. Brett is a good dancer. And when we're out like tennis or something, I'm just like trying to take mental notes of like, what's the
That's the cool guy dance.
Yeah. What's like, but like, what's the version that I could physically do? Cause I do not have a dance,
right?
Whatever, in my body at all. So I've been thinking about like taking lessons, like going to take a dance lesson just to get one round of like,
you need at least like 5 or 10 different moves, and then you just circle those.
You're pretty good. You're both pretty good dancers too.
Oh yeah. We love to dance.
I am not. So
I like to dance.
We need to like spice up our moves. We kind of do the traditional little,
it's like do like the,
you know,
the crazy salsa turning you around.
Yeah. The whole dip
is all dancing by themselves. Like we do not need me to doing like these, like, you know, flips and turn. It's fine.
Ballroom.
We don't start that early. Usually this is like when everyone is plastered and then all moves are open to the table to bring to the floor. That's when we start busting it out.
Okay.
But we don't start hot that early.
Do you guys have, and then, so what are you doing after the wedding? You're going straight to Paris on the Friday?
Going to Paris. My first time actually going to
it. From growing up, he was in LA a few weeks ago, and we were talking to him, and he was like, oh, I'll actually be in Europe, or I'm going to Europe. And I'm like, okay, well, where will you be the weekend of the 31st? And he was like, I'll be in Paris. And I said, all right, no way, we're going. So
perfect. And he's going to be there with a bunch of friends and stuff and people who know how to get around that city.
You're taking the train from London?
We're taking the tunnel. The tunnel.
I didn't know.
Yeah, the one that goes underwater.
I thought we were going to fly.
Actually, when I looked at the prices now, I'm kind of realizing maybe we should have flown. But I didn't want to like stress too much about us getting to the airport and all of that.
I don't care. I just wondered.
Yeah.
You really are completely unaware. You were not joking about not having the agenda. No idea.
Like, I will show up when I'm ready, when I'm told to show up.
That is nice to have just like a camp counselor like, okay, we're going this way now.
It is, but it's made me really lazy.
Like, yeah.
I'm like, shoot, okay, wait. When I travel by myself, which is very rare, I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm going to spend the weekend in London. I don't have any, I've only been there once for like a day. So
like 9 times.
I will.
Fun. So you have like no plans and just going
to. I think I want to like go to some museums.
Yeah.
Are you going to see anything?
I don't even know like what there is in London. I know there's stuff to do there, but like.
There is the Rosetta Stone.
Okay.
That's kind of cool to see the Rosetta Stone.
I don't really know what that is, but look
at Rosetta. Buckingham Palace.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's kind of sick.
I think there are some famous paintings, though, that are in London.
I mean, yeah, London has...
You know, the Winston Churchill Museum is pretty cool.
Okay.
London has great things.
All right, you guys have to give me a list of things to look at.
Oh, absolutely, okay. Mike. We'll do that for you.
And restaurants? Any good restaurant suggestions in London?
Yeah, there's that one that I like, though. I feel like the people of London might think it's a little kitschy and touristy. Is Ave Maria?
No, I don't think it's Ave.
Ave, it's like Ave Maria.
Like, good. And then also Dishoom, which...
Dishoom, yes.
I'm sure you've heard. And yep. Then, I don't know. I feel like I've only gone twice. I went once when I was studying abroad, and I... just drank the whole time.
Okay, yeah.
Doing an Indian restaurant and whatever. I don't really remember. We were also balling on a budget, so I wasn't going to eat.
Yeah.
And then when Matt and I went, we were only there for a few days, and we went to that restaurant, yep. Whatever it's called.
Ave Maria, I think is.
And I'm sorry, Nando's is not that good.
How dare you? Nando's is actually, I think it's delicious.
What is that?
Mike can't have it because I don't think it's kosher.
Oh, is it all meat stuff?
It's a chicken. It's a chicken.
I thought it was the best chicken I was ever going to have. I was like, ooh.
I mean, British people are not necessarily known for their culinary exquisiteness.
I feel like it's like a Mozambique chicken.
I mean, I thought I was going in. Nando's sounds like I'm getting fried chicken. It was going to be so good. Mm-mm.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
Okay, I'll make some plans.
Yeah, definitely.
If I think of some, my mom and dad just went with my aunt and uncle and my cousin or uncle Stuart, or I don't even know what he gets to me, but his family's all from London and he goes there all the time for work. And they like went to some really, really cool, like local spots, good restaurants. They sent over their itinerary. I'll look on their itinerary and
okay.
The restaurant.
I literally have the full weekend to do. Go ahead, Matt.
I'm trying to think of what that Irish bar is that we went to that we loved and we partied with a bunch of
Irish
people.
We met these girls. That was so much fun.
I'm excited. I think the Cotswolds is going to be sick too. Like the English countryside. You guys are staying.
Waxy O'Connor's. That was the name of it.
Waxy O'Connor's.
Oh, Waxy O'Connor's.
Right.
Okay. So you guys don't have to travel to the venue.
Mm-mm.
Okay. That's another thing we have to do is like book a car. Because apparently Ubers is not like a big thing out in the countryside.
Please book like a Land Rover Defender.
No. Book like a taxi. Like you have to call ahead of time because apparently there's
just to get to the venue.
Yeah.
Oh damn. My brother's Airbnb is like walking distance to it.
I think our Airbnb is like a 5-minute drive.
Ah.
But it is absurdly cheap.
Oh wow.
It's like $300 total.
Wow.
Yeah. Which.
Oh, for I thought you were saying for the drive. No.
The Airbnb is like $300. There's 4 of us for 3 nights. The total cost of the Airbnb is $300.
Damn.
I know. It's like $50 a night.
Yeah. Nice.
So, we can maybe we can get a Land Rover Defender.
Hey, who knows?
Some of that savings.
Probably.
I'm excited. And I've only looked, I looked at the place once and then I was like, I don't want to look anymore because I want to be surprised.
Yes.
But my dress that I've purchased that I'm fingers crossed is going to fit is striped. And there are so many cool stripes in the venue.
Okay.
The pillows, the rooms, and it's like my heaven because I'm obsessed with stripes. I have a idea that I'm working on right now that I don't know if I want to share.
Okay.
But anyways, I'm really excited for that. So maybe my dress will be a tax write-off if this thing comes into
Okay.
See, I'm thinking these things, you know?
When you guys travel, I know Matt is really good with jet lag. He can just get up and be local time the next day. How are you with jet lag? And do you have any tips for me? Because I am a nightmare with jet lag.
See, I'm okay with it. I will go, like, if we get there and we need to stay out for a little bit, that's fine. Matt will want to, like, really push it.
Yeah.
I, like, will enjoy that extra, like, 5 hours of sleep. So I definitely think I don't know. If you get in at 6 a.m. though, Tuesday morning, same as us kind of situation.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, just go for it all day.
Like, just right stay awake. Just right when you get on the flight, look at what the local time is.
Don't look at the local time in L.A.
Don't look at the local time. Look at the local time that is in the destination that you are going to. And if you know when you're going to land, you know if you should be, if it seems like everyone there should be sleeping at that time, go to bed.
Right.
And if you can't go to, I mean, I don't know, take a sleeping pill, order a bunch of glasses of wine and go to sleep.
Just like, but usually, some sleep is better than no sleep on a plane.
But right when I land somewhere internationally, my adrenaline kicks in because I'm just so happy to be there and I'm just up and at it and I'll force myself to stay up.
I'm like already a week before thinking like, okay, so it's four. Like if I wake up at 4 a.m., I'm like, damn, it's already 2 o'clock in London. I'm going to be so fucked next week. When I have to be.
We're there. Like, and it's such like, there's so many things that we're doing. I think you're just going to be in the mindset already of like, and your, what about your caffeine pills?
I have to like start. I have an app that I download that like starts to tell you a week before when to wake up, when to go to sleep, to sleep on the
plane. Oh, you're thinking about it too much.
Yeah, you're thinking about it way too much.
And I'm always checking on my like clock phone on my app. I'm like, okay, so I have the LA time, I have the New York time, I have the Paris time. Like, So I have to not do that when I'm there.
Especially when you're there, because if you keep, then your mind will be like, oh, well, it's
3 a.m.
Yeah, and then obviously I'm tired, and then you're like, well, let me go. So it's like you have to be in a good mindset, I think.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I feel like just waking up at like, I don't know, 10 a.m. London time is like waking up at 1 a.m. here.
It always just trips me out when you're in a different country and your home country is on a different time, and just the flux of like social media like throughout the day, because like you feel like it's all happening in the morning or all happening at night, but throughout the day nobody wants to contact you,
right?
And it's almost like, is life really still existing at the same time that I'm existing right now? It's this like, I don't know, it trips me out sometimes.
I've already thought though, since we get in at 6 a.m. there's no way we can check into our hotel, obviously, so what are we gonna do? I think I'm gonna go to Barry's boot camp class.
Really?
And then I can shower there. And then I'll come back and then maybe we'll get kind of an early.
Do you have like an international pass with Barry's?
I can use ClassPass with it. What? I don't know. I really haven't looked into it that much, but I can also just purchase a class and just go do Barry's.
Interesting. Okay.
Depending on where it is within our...
Could you call the hotel and see if you can get an early check-in?
I mean, I don't think you can get a 6 a.m. early check-in.
Well, not 6 a.m.
But I feel like by the time we get there, it'll be 8, but we could drop off the bag, and then we'll go, we'll see. I got to check.
I have booked literally nothing. Like, I have to figure it out.
Even a hotel?
Oh, Ella's dad lives there. So, like, he offered, I can say, at his apartment, which, like...
I just want to be close to the train station where everyone's at, and all of us just, like...
Do you know what the train station is that you're taking?
Yeah, Paddington.
Okay.
Paddington.
Matt will see our hotel.
Paddington.
Yeah. Send me your information, because I'm
staying in a pretty cheap hotel, which I was okay with because it has a bathroom inside of it.
Oh, you already checked?
Well, no, he's like every single time he books now, he like makes sure it's with me, and I'm like, it's fine.
Yeah.
But because I was so mad that
private. I mean, that is.
You have a bathroom in there.
I think that's pretty reasonable to expect a bathroom in a hotel. But
yeah,
what a surprise.
I'm always just weird about like, is the AC like good AC? Because I feel like when you're in Europe, sometimes it's like they don't blast it as cold.
Well, it's London. It's not gonna be that cold. It's not gonna be that hot.
Yeah, I think like
half two times I've stayed in London, I've always felt like it's not
all of
cold as I want it to be.
Everywhere in Europe though is just hot. You're walking, they don't have ice in the water.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but I'm looking forward to it. I'm a little scared.
Why?
I don't know. I get a little anxiety on like a big international trip where you have to like, it's like work. Like you have to be at a place at a certain time. You have to wear a certain outfit. You have to be in a certain mood. Like,
yeah,
it's not vacation where like you go to Hawaii. I'm waking up whenever the fuck I want. I'm going to the beach. I'm reading my book. Like,
yeah,
I feel like after having done Korea and Seoul and I wouldn't say it was like complicated transportation, but we really had to like think things through, and it was stressful at times. Think
things through.
Well, you trust me.
Had to think things through.
It was pretty impressive. Like when you looked at the maps in Korea, the South Korea like subway.
Yeah,
it is like it is intense.
It is a labyrinth of routes and ways you can go, and it can be overwhelming. But I think having done that, I'm just like, I know exactly how to go about and operate it.
Me too.
If you just follow like what your Apple Maps say, it's really clear.
I also,
like, you know, you use the subway system in New York and stuff like that.
Yeah, I didn't. This is like one where I didn't really prepare, so I have a little bit of anxiety. But
that's make a little bit more sense.
Yeah,
I've been so paranoid lately about lost luggage. It's never happened to me. Knock on wood. Have you ever had to deal with like lost luggage or luggage never arriving? But I feel like anytime it does happen to like friends, they always post about it. But yeah, I see it happen.
I mean, you have to 100% of the time throw an AirTag in every single piece of luggage you have, whether even if it's like a carry-on that you're bringing with you. I just bought an AirTag. It's luggage one, luggage two, luggage three, luggage four. I keep it in there in between flights. Like right now, I don't even need to think about it. Could not recommend it enough. When you check your bag,
I'm like, okay, well, I can see it's here, but it's
right.
Or, well, no, I don't know on the app because yeah. They have it scanned in, but I guess that's more like an exact, like, okay, I know exactly where it is.
Yes.
Not what American or whatever airlines is telling you. Sorry, right. Not American.
Yeah. Flight. When you land, like when I flew back from Passover for New York, they made me check my bag because there was just too many, whatever, like my thing. They just said, sorry, we're overbooked. But I had an AirTag in it. I landed and then I opened my app and like the thing is right there. So I was like, okay, thank God it's with me. Not a big deal.
Right.
And I've read like people on Reddit who like will tell the airline, no, my bag is in like Tokyo.
Right.
I know where it is.
Oh.
They'll be like, we can't locate it. We're still working on it. And if you have your AirTag, you can tell the airline where your bag is and it helps expedite the process.
The only time my bag ever really has been left is when I had to sleep in the airport last December trying to get back to LA. And I knew my bag wasn't going to get there until the next day.
Yeah, because, if you're like, sleeping in the airport.
I was just trying to get on a flight because I needed to get to LA because then the next day we had to go to Aspen. We were going to Aspen, but I had to still go the next day, pick up my bags.
Yeah.
Or we had a day in between. But like my mom, though, that's happened to her 3 times.
Like they've bag lost her gone?
Dang.
And then they'll give it to her. Like she came to visit me in Italy when I was studying abroad.
Yeah.
They lost her bag. I think they got it back to her like the end of the trip, but like.
Yeah, that's why if you have like medications or like contact lenses, anything.
Jewelry, I always travel within my like carry-on.
Yeah.
It's heavy, but I'm like, I don't care.
I use that bag that we got from the A-list, that green one.
The LaSource bag?
Oh my God, it's unbelievable.
Awesome. So great.
Yeah. So awesome. I'm excited. I think it's going to be great.
Yeah.
I got to get rid of this anxiety. I think I just need to like look at what is happening and know what's happening and then I'll be okay with it.
Right. And then we'll send you over our hotels.
Yes. Okay. I think I know where I'm staying for like the Cotswolds when we're there.
Yeah.
But like London.
Yeah, that Tuesday night, I'll figure it out. Maybe I'll come and stay in your hotel with you guys.
We have a double bed so we can all squeeze.
Well,
we don't. We got a queen. We got a queen. Oh, wait. We have a queen
two beds, Paris,
but a double.
No, just like the side, like, you know, it's like a twin bed, double bed, queen, king.
Oh, you got a king? Single one bed, but it's a double.
Yeah.
It's a little small.
But you're only staying in there one night. It's not that big of a deal. And we also kind of stayed in one in Japan.
Yeah.
Or no, Korea. But it was like a double bed XL. Like, it was long enough.
Well, I'm excited to be abroad with you guys at a wedding again. It's been a couple of years.
Yeah.
It'll be good. Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll be good. Well, Patricia, my lovely wife.
I've got a question.
Oh yeah, let's.
Is Jingle still Who in a Half with Matt King and Mike Sheffer?
Sure is.
Well, we don't. No, that hasn't been in a long time.
It hasn't.
No. Well, I was gonna say now for this week it could be Who in a Half with Matt, Mike, and Patricia.
Maybe Adam could do a remix, but yeah, I found that there is people like basically just skipping through it every time because they just want people. When people click on a YouTube video, they want to get what they clicked on. Like having a 1 minute like intro theme song. Maybe the comments will prove me
right. It isn't 1 minute every time.
It's like, I think it's like 40 seconds.
Yeah. Sorry.
I haven't listened to your podcast.
No, it's fine.
Maybe we can play it as an outro?
Yeah, we'll let it run on the outro.
And a half with Matt, Mike, and
Mike and Patricia. All right. We'll see you next time, everyone. Thank you so much for being a listener.
And go follow my wife. Check out her Like to Know It. Support her.
I'll go put things on my Like to Know It.
She's Patricia Flack on everything, but also Patricia King at the same time.
Patricia E. Flack.
Patricia E. Flack.
What's the Evans?
Evans.
Like your little nephew, niece?
Scotty Evans
Flack. Scotty Evans. There it is.
Well, I love you, dear.
Love you.
All right. Thank you. We'll see you next time, everyone. Bye.